Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Ray Christie is in Roscommon and he is going to have a go at this. He knows it's a soccer topic. He said GAA or soccer preferably. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. It is a sports topic. Not sure whether it's one of those, but we'll find out. Let's say hello to Ray Christie. Hello, Ray. How are you?
All right, Ian. How are you doing?
Very good. So, Christie is your second name, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Sounds kind of like a pop star's name, Ray Christie. Here's Ray Christie, everybody. Or DJ name or something, you know?
Definitely not pop star, anyway.
No. Okay. So, Ray, how's your day? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend, yeah.
What are you up to now for the week?
Heading to work for the week now.
Right, very good. Do you mind me asking you what you do?
I work for Roscommon Council.
Oh, right, very good. Okay. Oh. So, a few projects on the go there at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, a few projects wrapping up.
Very good. Okay. All right, Ray. Well, listen, best of luck with this. Here we go. All right, now we're going to give you the topic. It is sporting. Okay. Is it GAA? It's not. Is it soccer? It's not. Let's find out.
Today's waffle topic is
Ronan O'Gara.
Munster, Irish rugby player, Irish captain, number 10, the La Rochelle in France. He won the Six Nations. He's from Cork. Rod Radio.
Yes, well done, fantastic! Oh, wow, that was brilliant. And I love the Rog Radio in there. It was Rog we had as one of the ones there, but Gift Grub has helped you out on that one there, Ray. Fantastic. That's brilliant. We got a win on a Monday morning.
It's brilliant. What a way to start the week.
That's going to make us all feel good for the week now. That's going to give us an L boost there. So thank you very much for that. Ray Christie, well done. €1,000 on the way down to you. For Ronan O'Gara. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks. That's brilliant. Ian.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Good luck.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Now, I don't know whether you saw this. If you've ever been to Cork and you're in need of a haircut, you may have gone in to see the beloved Cork barber, Mick Moriarty, also known as, and most famously known as, the Baldy Barber. And he is closing his family barbershop in Blackpool tomorrow after 87 years in business. And he's a good friend of mine because he cut my hair once and we had a great bit of a chat. We did it live on the radio, I do believe. Mick, how are you doing?
Good morning, Ian. Long time no hear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you cut it so well the last time and it hasn't grown back properly yet, you know?
like the rest of them.
Exactly.
So good gaps.
59 years behind the chair. It's time to hang up the scissors and finally retire, you say. So
I am.
Is it something that you feel that you could keep doing, or is it you want to let somebody else new? Is there a new part, new generation of your family that want to take over?
No. It's going to be sold. It's going to be apartments as far as I know.
Yeah.
I put up for sale 2 years ago and 2 sales fell through.
Right.
And last Wednesday week, all of a sudden at 5 o'clock, my niece, who's my solicitor, rang me. She said, Uncle Michael, those buyers are ready to go.
Oh,
what do you want to do?
Very good.
So on Friday, I made up my mind.
Yeah,
I put about 19,000 to the shop for the last 2 years.
Oh, my God.
We're very, very quiet down, 40%. Like, yeah. I would normally pay 2,500 to 3,000 fat every 2 months.
Are you going to keep the chair or anything? Bring it home?
I tell you where my chair is going. I'm going up to, it's going to Galway, 2 chairs.
Right.
Since 1960, hydraulic chairs are going to Joe Horan, a friend of mine.
In Galway?
One step ahead, yes.
Oh, very good.
He's taking those two chairs.
Well, that's good news. And what are you going to do yourself now? I mean, do you play golf or anything like that?
I do. I do play golf in Bandon in West Cork. I play Tuesday, Thursdays.
Right.
I have two knees done and a hip and a triple bypass already.
Oh, my God.
So next Thursday, I'm going in to get my other hip with a great surgeon, Bahalingham. He's done all the three, and he'll do this one as well. He'll be the fourth.
Okay, and so you've got you're kind of patched back together again. And
Bionic.
The bionic man, okay. Are you any good at golf?
I'm just off 18 now.
That's excellent.
Is that too bad? Not for 77 years of age.
77. And I believe, Mick, I believe you walked to 18.
I walked what they call it, the old Hellican sale there 2 weeks ago with my nephew, who carries there. He wanted to get a buggy from me. I nearly killed him, you know.
It must be very flat, is it?
It's up and down. It's up and down. It's not too bad. You know, it's like my golf, up and down.
Up and down, very good. Well, listen, we just thought we'd give you a buzz and wish you the very, very best. And you're an absolute gentleman, and I know you're beloved in Cork. And anybody that's ever met you absolutely loves the whole personality and the crack that you had and the whole baldy barber kind of thing. I mean, somebody might do a musical. You never know. You could sell the rights to your life, you know.
I'm trying to write a book now, and I met a lady yesterday and I showed her what I've written. She says, keep going, you're nearly there.
Okay. Keep on going there. Listen,
keep
Mick, thank you very much. And thanks for the memories. Mick Moriarty. Cheers.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Shannon Keenan is here with your showbiz news. Shannon, what does it say on your...
Ask me later. Yeah, I'm sick of people ask me things. So, you know, ask me later.
That's on your swell. Good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. So how's life? Good?
Oh my God,
you seem
so
to be
good.
Overexcited about something. What's going on?
I'm really excited. I have some good news for you.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Okay, has it got anything to do with the fact that a movie from 1999 is coming back again?
Yes. So after 26 years, The Mummy is coming back. The Mummy, guys. If you are not
familiar...
Shannon,
you seem to be getting very excited about this. I don't think everybody else is saying, oh my God, The Mummy. What is it about? I know you're a Halloween baby. So,
yes.
I mean, you like scary movies, yeah?
So this was my first introduction to horror films.
Yeah.
When I was 7, I went to go see this in the cinema. Yeah. The film was for 12s and I wore Spice Girl shoes and I had to pretend I was 12 to get in.
Is that not a bit irresponsible of your mother now?
Look, she knew she had to introduce me to horror films. She was like, come on, we got to chuffing
you
up, girl.
She had to wean you onto them, yeah.
She had to wean me on and now I love her. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
And I just watched The Mummy on my birthday on Halloween. Yeah.
This is the other one from 99.
From 1999. I just watched it again and now this new has brought me so much joy.
So is this being redone, rebooted, or is it a continuation?
So it's going to be a continuation. It's The Mummy 4 and Rachel Weisz is coming back with Brendan Fraser. Like, the gang is all coming back together.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, Ian, stop it now. I have a clip. It might get you in the mood.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
There's something out there. Something underneath that sand.
I think this may be the Book of the Dead.
You have unleashed a creature that we have feared for more than 3,000 years. Wow! He will never stop. His powers are growing.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Can you swim?
If the occasion calls for it.
It calls for it!
Yay! I literally know all of the words. I was saying all the words there.
Okay, so now is that the new one or the old one?
That's the old one.
Right, okay.
So we don't know
who's the guy with the funny voice?
Oh, that's the fella who's trying to save the day.
All right, okay.
He's actually a really good one. We like him.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's such a good film. I actually thought I was Cleopatra reincarnated after I watched this film.
You are.
I could be. Yeah. I actually learned Egyptian and everything. Benti, I can't wait to have to because I thought I was Cleopatra.
What does that mean?
My body is no longer your temple. It was all the Egypt from the film. I mean, I shouldn't have been saying that at the age of 7, but you know what I mean?
Exactly. In your Spice Girl shoes and everything else.
Yeah.
What exactly are Spice Girl shoes? Are they just platforms?
Platform
big
shoes.
Kind of wedges, sort of wide ones.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't fall over. Yeah.
They're so cool. We need to bring them back.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so when is this happening? So you've just told us how excited you are. When is this going to be happening?
That's the thing.
It doesn't matter.
We just know the cast are coming back. We don't know the date, but Ray Radio Silence, who are behind the Scream franchise, they're going to be directing it.
Okay.
So you know it's going to be good because Scream is fab.
Excellent. Very good. Well, that's something to keep you going for a while now.
Yeah.
And an Irish double act to appear on The Simpsons.
Yes. So Brendan and Donal Gleeson are set to star in The Simpsons together. The pair will appear in one episode and will play Mayor Quimby's father, Joe Quimby.
Yeah.
Brendan will play the older version while Donal will voice the younger version. So keep your eyes peeled for the episode. It's called Sashes to Sashes. Sashes to Sashes. There we go. We got there in the end. Which is set to drop the 16th November.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Good morning to you. Now, Shannon Keenan was on with us. She's doing the showbiz news all this week as Shauna is off on a well-deserved break with her family. And so, I was going to say hello to her, but sure, she won't be listening. She'd be fast asleep now, I'd say. She'll probably get a text now. I am awake. Shannon Keenan mentioned in the showbiz news earlier this morning that father and son duo Brendan and Donal Gleeson are set to guest star in season 37 of The Simpsons later this month. That's good news, isn't it? And actually, Donal Gleeson's The Paper is really good. It's on Sky at the moment. You're going to check it out. Brought to you by the same people who did The Office, the US Office. And it's really good. And stick with it as well. So once you get to about the third episode of it, you do actually start caring about all the characters. They have to do their setup at the start of the whole thing. But it's worth checking out. Anyway, in the upcoming series of The Simpsons, Sashes to Sashes, airing on the 16th of November, the pair share the role of Mayor Quimby's father, Joe Quimby Sr. So they're bringing him to life at different ages. So obviously, Donald will play him at one age, Brendan will play him at another age as well, Mayor Quimby's father. That is airing, as I say, on the 16th of November. They are not the only Irish personalities to have appeared in Springfield, you might remember. So we're going to have a little sweep through all of that. Colin Meaney, for example, he played the part of Tom O'Flanagan in the episode In the Name of the Grandfather. There you go.
Run, you big sack of glue.
Tom O'Flanagan?
Quiet. They're in the home stretch now. Come on. Move your fetlocks. Damn it, will you ever win this race?
This broadcast is from 1979.
Yes, I'm just an old man yelling at me tapes.
Colin Meaney there. Tom O'Flanagan. Pierce Brosnan was in The Simpsons as well. He appeared with a leprechaun in The Treehouse of Horror. Oh, yeah. Have a listen.
Oh, Mr. Movie Star gets to park right next to the stage.
Oh, luck of the draw, I guess. Can I give you a ride to your car?
Well, sure, that'd be great.
So, where are you parked?
Oh, we don't have a car.
But I thought you...
Just keep driving, boyo.
Oh, sounds great. That was The Treehouse of Horror. They did a few of those. Liam Neeson played Father Sean. Liam Neeson, Father Sean in the episode The Father, The Son and The Holy Guest Star.
If you do break a rule, you can always find absolution in the sacrament of confession.
Wait. No matter what I did, no matter how many people lost their pensions, it's forgiven like that?
If you truly repent, then yes.
Okay, let's make some magic here.
Oh, good old homie, yay. And of course, Bono and the rest of U2, they all appeared in the episode Trash of the Titans.
I know you youngsters want to see these rockin' rockers, but I also know you care about the race for sanitation commissioner. Boo!
Hold on, people. The man's talking about waste management. That affects the whole damn planet.
Oh, here we go. What do you say we slip out to Moe's for a pint?
Off to Moe's with you, lads. I like it. Very good. So there they are. And now it's going to be Brendan and Donal Gleeson. 16th of November, Sashes to Sashes, the next episode of The Simpsons.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
8:40 is the time on Today FM. Yes, the author is in studio. The author of the
stop
book.
Stop calling me that.
The author of the book, which is out today, Dave's Bad Jokes 2.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, hey, Dave, how's it going?
I'm great, thanks, how are you?
So Dave's doing a show, obviously, between 9 and 12, but we just thought we'd get the scoop in there, get in here.
Yeah. Before that
the
guy.
Book is out. So obviously the first one went very well, so they decided to go again.
They gave me another one, who knew? Yeah. So I've compiled yet another
250 to 300. I'm not sure exactly how many jokes.
Now, you keep saying compiled, but I mean, you know...
Curated, can I say that?
Okay, yeah, yeah. It says on it here, now they're even worse.
Yes, they are even worse jokes than they were the first time around. No, I have a huge Word document. Yes. In fact, I think I own the biggest Word document in Bauer Media Audio Ireland. Yes.
Okay.
It is over 500 pages long. Mm. And it is just every single joke anyone's ever submitted to me from over the years. So I have them all there. So I sit down...
Sorry, there's a call coming in from Poland there. Somebody wants to dispute that.
Oh, they think they have a bigger one. Yeah, well, I'll see you. But yeah, so then I just sit there and I kind of go through and I pick out like my favourite ones. And I try not to double up too much. You don't want like seven pages of knock-knock
jokes. Do you kind of read them out loud and laugh or just read them to yourself?
No, I read them out loud to myself.
Yeah. The best thing about having a husband is you can tell him any secret and he won't tell a soul because obviously he wasn't listening in the first place.
Boom, boom.
That is funny, actually. Yeah. Very true.
Yes, there's some accuracy
there. Have you got a favourite one yourself?
Well, I'll be honest. I've got a demeanour that's kind of nice and friendly. But you know what makes me cross, Ian? Lollipop ladies. You see.
Very good. Well, you're going back to Frank Carson there. It's the way you tell him. If a man says, it's a lot of kind of anti-male stuff here.
It's not a trend in the book. I think you're randomly landing on this.
If a man says he'll fix something, he'll fix it. There's no need to remind him every 6 months.
Same page. Look at the next joke on the next page.
A woman. If a woman says she'll be ready in 15 minutes, she will be. There's no need to remind her every half hour.
You see, it's gender balanced.
Bum, bum. Very good. Okay. So is this going to be adapted for the screen, do you think, this particular book?
I think there's a good chance that I will take it to the stage where I walk out and read excerpts.
Oh, right. Very good.
That's not happening. That's not bad, actually.
That'll be good. Yeah.
You think so?
People would go along to absolutely everything these days. You know what I mean?
They just want to get out, really, at this stage.
Okay, is there going to be a Dave's Bad Jokes 3?
I do not know. I suppose it depends on how many people buy Dave's Bad Jokes 2.
So if you want Dave's Bad Jokes 3, buy Dave's Bad Jokes 2, which is out today. Do people offer you their jokes when you're filling up your car?
Yes.
I know you've got an electric car, so you probably don't fill up your car.
I do everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And the best thing is if I'm walking out of here sometimes, right? So I walk from here, walking downtown, whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll get a lad and a wife van going, Dave! Dave! And they go, yeah. And I go, yeah. Oh, how are you? And you go, yeah, I've got good for you. Come here.
Here's one for you, Dave.
Yeah. I stick my head in the van and they tell me the filthiest joke that has ever been told and go, you won't use that one on the radio. See you later.
Stick that one in your book, Dave. Very good. So I was just listening to an ad earlier on for Tommy Bow.
Oh, yes.
Flow by Bow. He's got a scent going out there now. Do you think that this could become a kind of an empire, you know? Dave Moore's Bad Jokes, Dave Moore's Scent.
Scent? I mean, I don't know what else. Graves by Dave. I could offer that.
Dave the Grave.
There's loads of things. Flow by Bow is good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking.
It's wide open, I think that we could have a little bit of an empire here. And
if you want to see
10% is all I want.
I'll give you 10% if you CEO the whole thing for me. Absolutely, Ian.
Dave, listen, best of luck. No, seriously. I know you can't be serious when you're talking about joke books.
Sure.
But seriously, I hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate it.
Is it everywhere?
Every bookshop you can get it in, it's there. And it's also online and all the usual places. So
Dave's Bad Jokes 2, out now.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.